Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. Today we're speaking with Paul Eggermeyer. He is the CEO of ARA Networks and also Sonny Blisides. He is the CTO of ARA Networks. And hello to both of you and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So before we get started, Paul, this is actually a very interesting story how we sort of came upon this podcast. You were part of a demonstration in the Placer County wine and grape area, and I was one of the guys on the other side looking at the demonstration that you're putting together for remote access of IoT-type devices in the field and utilizing your technology. And it was a great way to introduce your company to me. And maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit more about the overall company technology.
Yeah, well, ARA has developed a very unique communications technology that's a last mile solution. In other words, where you run out of fiber, where you run to the end of the DSL lines or whatever method you're using to provide backhaul, whether it's from a satellite or ground. We extend the backhaul sources using our multi-radio self-healing mesh Wi-Fi solution. We've received tremendous interest internationally as well as here in the U.S., supporting rural ISPs and public Wi-Fi systems. But we are also getting a lot of activity from the IoT sensors in commercial applications in agriculture. And that's what I was doing up in the Placer County area, was kind of breaking into the agriculture system. Our system also provides an economic layer through our network management system that allows everybody to make their payments. And you can actually resell the signal, which creates local entrepreneurship. The system is currently deployed in the U.S., in a number of states, and other countries around the world, including Bangladesh, Uganda, Armenia, Kazakhstan, Malaysia, Oman, Mexico, and we're talking to a few others as well. The system was originally designed to offer low-cost solutions to connect the unconnected in third world countries, and we can get into that a little bit later. But the solution works equally well here in urban environments, providing a much lower profile extension of 5G.
So you mentioned that our networks is a mesh network, and as I understand it, mesh networks have historically had some difficult times expanding and extending the networks. What makes yours so much different from the previous attempts at trying to go into the rural areas?
Sonny, you want to take that one?
Yeah, sure. Well, ARA's mesh is what's called industrial mesh. It's the result of a 10-year effort at Mesh Lab at University of Cambridge. And what it is, the major difference is that traditional mesh, you lose about 50% of your throughput as you traverse nodes. So if you go 5-7 nodes deep, the game's over. It's a useful band-aid to a network, but in no way is it the network. So the industrial mesh technology changes this completely, where instead of losing half of your throughput as you traverse nodes, now you're losing on average closer to about only 5%. So instead of being limited to 5 nodes in mesh depth, now you can go 40 or 50 nodes deep, depending on the service levels you want to provide at the end. Now, this changes everything. This changes the dynamics of how you can deploy. Now, the centralized tower working around an obstacle by building a tower to go over it point to point, all the limitations of just a couple hops in a mesh, now you can play a ground game and really push out and work from pole to pole, corner to corner, building to building, and overcome obstacles without having to worry about your backhaul. You bring your backhaul with you as you spider web out across the landscape. So the core technology itself of a scalable mesh has a lot of implications in what you can do with the technology. On top of that, answering your question, which also makes the mesh unique from a technology perspective, is on top of the scalable mesh, it creates a need for the rest of the telecommunications parts customer provisioning, captive portaling, credential management. All of that is wrapped up in the edge intelligence of this scalable industrial mesh.
So what applications and possible uses are can be handled with this technology?
You know, the biggest one, certainly IoT, certainly connecting the unconnected, rural use, factories, farming, emergency services, any place that you need easy, low-cost network deployments. That's the simple answer, but it's too broad to be a useful answer, I think. That the singular use case that stands heads and shoulders above any other solution is broad-scale public Wi-Fi initiatives, large-scale public connectivity initiatives, which currently right now, 2022, that is really where the industry is turning. Telcos have not really done a good job, for not necessarily their fault, but of covering areas. They're chasing profitability here. They cherry pick with this technology, that technology. But the way COVID has stressed the connectivity landscape, cities and governments are now taking the job in hand, and they're all launching public connectivity initiatives. And this system is really the best solution for that market.
So, Paul, maybe you could take this. Where have you actually installed the systems, and what do you have coming up that would be significant in the future?
Our showcase probably is the city of Dallas that installed the system late in 2020 using CARES Act money. That was set up to provide internet to school kids who were still staying at home as a result of COVID. We put up 82 access points in basically 10 trial locations. And these use backhaul from the libraries and the fire stations, the buildings the city already owned. But with 82 access points, we covered 82 homes, and the system went up in less than 2 weeks. And it had to, because CARES Act money expired on December 30th. And we got the order on November 26th or 27th, something like that. Most importantly, though, Cisco and AT&T had been working on providing basically fiber with a similar access point throughout the city. And according to the city of Dallas, we ended up being 37 times cheaper than their solution.
Wow.
37 times is a huge difference. And that just shows exactly how efficient our solution is. In addition to Dallas, we've had units in Uganda working since before FCC certification. Things slowed down when COVID hit because they started using their money on COVID instead, but they're starting to move back up. Kazakhstan, Armenia is buying them actually to supply backhaul to mining communities that absolutely have no connectivity. And once they got looking at that, they said, hey, they need security for the mines as well. So we've developed an IoT transport device to get them, you know, to be able to look at their security cameras and their sensors and things like that. And, you know, as I said earlier, we've got them delivered units to Bangladesh, Malaysia. City of Los Angeles has just awarded its pilot program. So we'll have a small deployment downtown LA, again, in a more depressed neighborhood. And City of Dallas is starting phase two of their implementation as well, which is set to cover the whole city.
Wow. That's awesome. Being new technology, what's been your biggest issue in trying to get the distributing, trying to really just get it out there and in the hands of everybody?
I think Sunny can chime in here too, but it's really, in my mind, overcoming the telecom and the industry's momentum. They move very, very slowly. It takes them months, if not years, to even kind of consider new technology, and they've been looking at ours for over a year now, Sunny, I think, Sprint has. COVID came in and slowed us down financing. Just, you know, we were a startup, so we're in our raise situation right now. And of course, the supply chain that everybody else has been worried about. When we were offline, Sunny talked about the fact that we were really lucky that our chips are not in horrible demand, we were able to keep manufacturing during the COVID crisis. But even shipping takes longer. Every single thing has gone up in price. Anything else you can add, Sonny?
Yeah, I would just say that, you know, typically the industry, when it sees new technology, they have a comparative. So 5G is better than 4G. Tell me why. And that's the conversation. A new protocol, Wi-Fi 5 gives way to Wi-Fi 6. You know, these are easy things to assess and implement, or at least the path is straightforward. What we've brought out really is a completely new animal. It's not just a new device, a new protocol, a new solution. It's a completely new methodology. And it's nothing to apologize for. It's kind of exciting. That's how you achieve a 37 times cost reduction in the city of Dallas example. But it is something to wrap your head around. And Paul answered the question. His first response was overcoming basically institutional momentum or inertia of methodology. It's that everyone is instantly recognizes the value, and they appreciate how they can use it, and they get very excited. But the muscle reflex and how to use what they're used to using is very strong. And switching into the new is taking a lot of handholding. So we've had to develop, for example, like deployment planning software. There's no deployment planning software, network deployment planning software that accounts for a scalable mesh. It doesn't exist. So we had to develop it. And once we've done that, and that's really helped our customers surge forward. In fact, that's really the surge we're seeing right now, is recognizing that our customers, in order to take advantage of a new way of doing things, they need help. They need guidance. Yeah. So we've been working on those products, and that's really made a heck of a difference in our story.
Yeah, education is one of those critical items when you're coming out with new technology. It really is. It really helps develop the channel. Yeah, and that's so significant. So, Sonny, what frequencies are you actually using in the technology that you're deploying?
That's funny. We're asked that a lot. When we first started out, we were from semiconductor. We're like, we're going to build the best SDR chip the world has ever seen. Watch out. Hold my beer. And then we realized, you know what? If we do this, it's going to be a multi-year effort. We could do it. But then when it's done, it's going to be the best in the world for what, 6 months until somebody comes out with something else? Is that what we want to spend our time doing? No, let's embrace the new era. Let's make this thing modular. And now when somebody comes out with a new chip, a new frequency, a new protocol, we can cheer them because we'll order them and add it to our device. So that's what we did. The whole concept is modularity, a future-proof telecommunications platform. All the business layers are ever present. They're persistent. You configure your business model. You're running it. A new technology comes in. Great. You just plug it in on top and you keep on trucking. So answering your question, though, the most popular frequencies that people use are unlicensed Wi-Fi modules. And the reason it's counterintuitive, you know, you kind of think, hey, I want that new crazy 5G tech everybody's talking about. Well, the fact is that if you want to deploy anywhere instantly, without regulatory friction or stepping on emergency frequencies or battling a telco, you use unlicensed frequencies. That has not been possible before because you had to fight for the same hill or the same tower. So you're always battling this congestion. But in a scalable mesh, you leave that battle to others, and instead you're down playing a ground game where it's clear and free. Now you can go from corner to corner, pole to pole, building to building, work around the obstacles, serve the customers from their front yard. That's unlicensed Wi-Fi protocols. It's amazing. All of Dallas is unlicensed Wi-Fi. Almost all of our deployments are unlicensed Wi-Fi. Now, to illustrate why that's so cool, if you're using a 5G frequency or CBRS, for example, to go connect the unconnected, well, guess what? That means you've got to, all of your customers, all of the end users have to get new equipment. for that new frequency, whatever that new frequency is. That means you got to schedule a technician to come into their home and install a CPE, or they have to get new devices. They have to learn how to use those new devices. The economic challenge, the time to market, all of the intangibles that you don't plan for have to be taken care of there. If you're using unlicensed Wi-Fi and it's broadcasting into somebody's home from their front yard, none of that is necessary. Everybody's a customer with no friction at all. And that's why it seems to be the magic formula.
Yeah, that is very important in Dallas. The routers are outside of everybody's homes, but using 2.4 gigahertz, we're able to transmit through into the homes. And they just use the routers inside their homes. They didn't have to go buy equipment. It's also important to note that we can transmit a mile between two of our nodes right out of the box, and even further with a different antenna on it. So you can cover a great distance and use it even as a middle mile solution to get between points.
This is just incredible for rural areas of what you guys have put together here. But I know that there's something else, and I'm going to make this a toss-up question for you guys. You know, like I'm not sure who's going to give the best answer, but I probably could give the answer for you because I'm so impressed by it. But what's the most impressive feature of the products?
That's a sunny answer.
I'll take that one. It's the business layers. You know, I'm a tech, I'm a geek. I really enjoy talking about the mesh protocols and what we've achieved there. But really, 9 times out of 10, when we present to the telcos or the municipalities, they're all about the business layers. You know, you mean I could just plug this thing in and it's got billing at the edge, autonomous billing? You mean customer provisioning, the captive portal, the radio, it's all built in? How do I run this business model? Oh, you just click, click, click. It's really a tier one telecommunications company in each device, and it operates like a vending machine. So taxation that's regionally sensitive, accounting, everything. It's built in and it's all automated. That automation is how you reduce your capital expenditures. So it's a lethal combination to have a plug and play scalable network that also at the same time is a tier one telco that manages itself.
I can just imagine all of the cooperatives around the country looking at this as being a huge opportunity for them to share their experience and to reduce some of their costs along with the other cooperative items that they have out there. This is awesome, guys.
Thank you.
I think what I like the most about this system, and Sunny is right, the turnkey solution that it offers is great. But we built this modularly, not just for frequencies, but for capabilities. You can add LoRaWAN into it. The solution that we have has ports on it for extra Ethernet cables, PCIe boards. You can add an awful lot of things in there, including put a 10 terabyte drive at the end of it. And now you've moved data to the edge as well as data collection to the edge. And it's all very simple. The Air Force has already used our system and plugged in their encrypted signal in one end and pulled it out the other end, and were unable to break the system, you know, through the mesh Wi-Fi layer. So it just, you can do so many things with this. That's what impresses me the most.
That's awesome. So where can our listeners find out a little bit more? Because I know we reach thousands of carriers, thousands of managed service providers. The reseller channel that we reach is typically the large resellers, but there are also a lot of rural area resellers that are out there and or enterprise organizations that have moved their operations out of the city and they're in more rural areas now too. So the potential here for this podcast is pretty good. So where can our listeners find out more?
Our website is www.arranetworks, ARRANETWORKS.com, or you can reach me by phone at area code 703-447-1272.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking with Paul Eggermeyer, the CEO, and Sonny Felicities. He is the CTO of their working with ARA Networks. And this is technology that has long been developed. You guys have done an outstanding job from what I've seen of packaging it and having a complete package for people to really just plug and play. And it's not just the system plug and play. It's the solution plug and play for the whole carrier. Man, that's great.
Thank you very much.